This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, May 30th. Well, NVIDIA is gapping higher this morning. All the AI-related stocks like Supermicrocomputer are doing well. Essentially, what's happening is AI is spreading to the cloud. They're making the cloud smarter and faster than ever before. And just so you know, the cloud usually goes to where there's cheap electricity. So it'd be like the Columbia River Gorge, Hoover Dam, because they big hydroelectric plant there, and the lake now has water, anywhere there's nuclear, and then finally, the new hot cloud computing hub is Chattanooga, Tennessee. Cheap electricity, super fast internet, Chattanooga has the Volkswagen plants, a manufacturing boom there, and so it's interesting to watch how all this unfolds. But NVIDIA, just to retake what happened last week, they raised their sales guidance 52.8% higher than analyst estimates. So there's now a shortage of NVIDIA chips. Everybody's scrambling to get their chips. Everybody's scrambling to upgrade the hardware for the cloud. So there is a boom underway, thanks to ChatGPT and AI. This is also going to lift all the cloud-related companies. Companies like Fortinet, that's FTNT, should prosper from this. The security of the cloud remains very, very important. So that is the new tech boom. The Wall Street Journal had a good article how the big quant firms that do a lot of systematic trading are inflating a lot of these big tech stocks. Obviously, there's liquidity there. You can't use automatic trading in other areas of the market. It's just too fragile. And you'll see that fragility in the upcoming weeks when Russell does their annual realignment. So we'll get a list next week of what the preliminary list is for all the Russell changes, and it'll be refined for 2 weeks in a row. And then eventually we'll have the annual Russell realignment. A lot of the small caps will be popping because they'll be added to various indices. Wednesday's a big day. Congress is supposed to approve the debt bill. We'll see. You know, there's a lot of grumbling going on. That means it's a good bill, because if both sides are upset about something, it's that's a good sign. But hopefully that the bill gets passed, and then the debt limit gets raised, and it turns out it was a big fuss over nothing. Because of the debt bill being passed is imminent, the dollar is getting its mojo back, and we're reasserting our leadership in the world. Crude oil prices are lower today because there's still concerns about growth in China. We're using more oil, folks. You can see it in everybody's out and about flying more. Everybody's busy. We just came off Memorial Day weekend. By the way, I hope you had a great weekend. But crude oil inventories are very low, so are the inventories of refined product. So I'm still very comfortable with my energy picks, because demand's going to be very, very strong for the next few months. The other thing is OPEC Plus is meeting on Sunday in Vienna, and we do expect another potential cut or announcement of a cut. Now, the problem is when they announce these cuts, they cheat, okay? So far, we can see Russia's cheating on its proposed cuts. But we'll see how all that shakes out. So otherwise, we're going to finish this month on a very strong note. We are getting overbought in a lot of tech stocks. But the buying pressure and the AI mania is unbelievable, you know? You got people like Kathy Wood saying NVIDIA's overvalued and all that good stuff. And, of course, she's embarrassed she sold the stock in January, but that's her problem. So otherwise, folks, enjoy the ride. You deserve it. And the market is too concentrated. It needs to broaden out a bit more. But otherwise, it looks awfully good here. And so hang in there. Enjoy the ride. It might get a little bumpy here, but from what I can see, it's going to be a very, very good month going into June. The Fed is meeting. A lot of people think they have to raise rates because the core PCE Your favorite inflation indicator went up, but I think you'll see the CPI fall dramatically because they're going to cut off a big increase from a year ago. And so I think that will diffuse it. And I do not think the Fed should raise rates because they've done enough damage to the economy as it is. So no sense trying to tip us into recession. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions, but otherwise, enjoy the rally in the AI-related stocks. I'm obviously proudly on NVIDIA and Supermicro Computer. Those are the two biggest beneficiaries. So enjoy the ride, folks. Take care.